بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the subject on the reality of the rejectionists, Shia. And after the prelude of last night, which we began last night on the 25th of Jamada al-Akhirah, corresponding to the 21st of July 2006, the 25th of Jamada al-Akhirah, the year 1427 after the Hijrah. We continue on this night, the 26th of Jamada al-Akhirah, corresponding to the 22nd of July 2006. First, what is the meaning of Shia? The term Shia, or Tashayyu', or Mushaya'a, in the language revolves around the meaning of Al-Mutaba'a, following, Al-Munasara, giving aid, help, Wal-Muwafaqatu bil-Ra'i, being in agreement, in opinion, Wal-Ijtima'u ala al-Amr, being in agreement on the affair or the matter. Now, if you examine, therefore, the linguistic meaning of the term Shia, which centers upon following and giving aid and allegiance, if you focus on this meaning and then you examine the various Shia groups which carry the title of Shiaism, you will find that it is incorrect and invalid to be called Shia from the linguistic term. Why? Because they are not followers of the household of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam in reality. Rather, they are in opposition to the way of the household of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Therefore, even in the linguistic aspect, the term does not fit. This is really what appears to be the point which Shariq bin Abdullah, the Tabi'i, when he was asked, who is better, Abu Bakr or Ali? He said, Abu Bakr. The one who asked him the question said, تقول هذا وأنت شيعي? You say this while you are a Shi'i? He said, yes. من لم يقل هذا فليس شيعيا. Anyone who does not say this, he is not a Shia. And then he said, by Allah, Ali took up this pulpit and said, ألا إن خير هذه الأمة بعد نبيها أبو بكر ثم عمر فكيف نرد قوله وكيف نكذبه. By Allah, the best of this ummah after its prophet is Abu Bakr, then Umar. So how could we turn down and reject his saying and belie him, meaning belying Ali? Wallahi ma kana kadiba. By Allah, he was not a liar. This statement by Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, and which this Tabi'i mentioned, came narrated from Ali from more than 80 ways of narration, as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned that Ali, that this narration had more than 80 ways to Ali, that he stood on the pulpit in Al-Kufa in Iraq and he said, خَيْرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ, the best of this ummah after its prophet is Abu Bakr wa Umar. And this is reported by Al-Bukhari and others. Not only that, even this is reported in some books of the quote-unquote Shia, like the book known as Talkhis al-Shafi, volume 2, page 428. So this Imam the Tabi'i Shariq noticed that the one who is not a follower of Ali does not deserve the title of Tashayyu', because the meaning of Shia and in reality means Al-Mutaba'a, following. And that's why some of the Muslim Imams prefer to call them Ar-Rafida, the rejectionists, as we will see. This has been mentioned in the books of the Salaf, Al-Malti, Al-Baghdadi, Al-Isfarini, Al-Saksaki, Al-Farmani, Abu al-Hasan al-Iraqi, and many. Not only that, even the followers of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in truth, who were called the Shia in the beginning, preferred to abandon this title when this title was carried as a distinctive mark of the people of innovation who opposed the true path of Ahlul Bayt. They, the early followers, preferred not to be called even Shia. The early Shia abandoned this name when it became the title and the mark for the Rafida and for the Ismailites, and they called themselves then Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. This is from the linguistic aspect. So in summary, even from the linguistic meaning, it is in direct opposition to the methodology of those latter ones who call themselves Shia while they are in reality the rejectionists. The term of Shia in the Quran and what it means. The substance Shia came in the great book of Allah in 12 places. In 12 places. And the people of Tafsir mentioned that the term Shia in the Quran came on four angles. First, to refer to sects. And from that is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 159. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. Surah Al-An'am, verse 159. Verily those who divide their religion and break up into Shia sects, you have no concern in them in the least. And also in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hijr, verse 1, chapter 15, verse 1. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. 15:10. We verily sent messengers before you among the factions, the sects of men of old. And also in Surah Al-Qasas 28, verse 4. وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا. Verily Pharaoh exalted himself in the land and made its people sects, Shia'a. And also in Surah Al-Rum, chapter 30, verse 69. مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. Surah Al-Rum, not Maryam, Surah Al-Rum. مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. From those who, 60, yes, split their deen and disintegrated it and were Shia'a, were sects and turned into sects. This is the first angle, that the term Shia'a in the Quran refers in these verses to sects. The second, it refers to الأهل والنسب, family and lineage. And from that is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas, هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه, 28:15, concerning Musa alayhi salam, and he entered the city at a time of carelessness of its folk, and he found therein two men fighting. One of his party, meaning from the children of Israel, and the other of his foes. The third angle is, as Allah stated in Surah Maryam, verse 69, Al-Millah. Maryam 19:69. Then indeed we shall drag out from every sect Ahlul Milla, the people of a particular inclination in religion. And in Surah Al-Qamar 54, verse 51, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا أَشْيَاعَكُمْ. And in indeed, we have destroyed your likes, those who were on the same path. And in Surah Saba 34:54, كَمَا فُعِلَ بِأَشْيَاعِهِمْ. And a barrier will be set between them and that which they desire, and as was done in the past with أَشْيَاعِهِمْ, the people of their kind. And in Surah As-Saffat, verse 83, إِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ. As-Saffat 83, verse 83, and among those who followed his way was Ibrahim. And we will have a stop with this verse later. The fourth is the dissenting desires, al-ahwa al-mukhtalifa, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 65, aw yalbisakum shi'a. He has power to send torment on you from above or from under your feet, or to cover you with confusion in party strife and make you to taste the violence of one another. Dissenting desires, following dissenting desires. Some even added a fifth aspect. It refers to al-isha'a, spreading something, like إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا. Those who love that, the fahisha, all that which is evil, sexual intercourse, zina, etc., spread amongst the believers. These are the terms Shia. The word Shia and the meanings under each context, as in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in no way this denotes the non-Shi'i sect. And this is a matter which is realized, in obviously realized. However, we find that with some of the Shia, they have an inclination to even refer to the Quran in a deceptive way and interpret some of these terms which we have mentioned as evidence for the validity of their existence, of their sect. And they make a distortive interpretation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the verses bear that which it does not. As an example, what came in some of their books of tafsir, إِنَّ مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ. And verily among those who followed his way was Ibrahim. Surah As-Saffat, chapter 37, verse 83. They said, Inna Ibrahim min Shi'ati Ali. That Ibrahim is from the Shia of Ali, from the followers of Ali. As came in Tafsir al-Burhan by al-Bahrani, and Tafsir al-Qummi, al-Majlisi, Bihar al-Anwar, Safina al-Bihar lil-Qummi, al-Ma'alim al-Zulfa lil-Bahrani, Majma' al-Bahrain lil-Turihi. They even distorted that Ibrahim alayhi salam is a follower of Ali, while this verse refers to Ibrahim alayhi salam being on the path of Noah alayhi salam. So the best of messengers after the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam is made to be a follower of the Shia of Ali, wal'iyadu billah. And this is a matter known to be false even by necessity, not to mention intellectually and historically. So whoever fabricated this is rather does not know how to fabricate. Does not know how to fabricate. And what is related concerning the true interpretation of this verse, which is related from the Salaf, that Ibrahim is from the Shia of Nuh alayhi salam, wa'ala minhajihi wa sunnatihi, is on the path and methodology of Nuh alayhi salam. And you can see that in Tafsir al-Tabari, Tafsir ibn Kathir, Tafsir al-Qurtubi, Tafsir ibn al-Jawzi, and others. And not only that, this interpretation is the one which fits the context of the verses, because the verses that came before this verse were regarding Nuh alayhi salam. This is concerning the term in the Quran. What about the term in the Sunnah and what it means? The term Shia in the Sunnah, in the purified Sunnah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, came to mean al-ittiba, came to mean al-ittiba, following, as in the hadith which Imam Ahmad rahimahullah mentioned, in the man who was known as Dhul Khuwaisira At-Tamimi, the first rebellion, the first khariji, the one who established, was the origin of the Khawarij sect. His name is Dhul Khuwaisira At-Tamimi, who told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "I'dil ya Muhammad, I'dil ya Muhammad, be just, O Muhammad. I did not see you as being just." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said concerning this man, "Sayakunu lahu shi'a yata'ammaquna fi ad-din hatta yakhruju minhu." He will have followers, he will have Shia, who will be excessive in the deen to the extent that they will get out of it. This hadith is Musnad Imam Ahmad, volume 12. And Abdullah bin al-Imam Ahmad, Abdullah, the son of Imam Ahmad, said, وَلِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ طُرُقٌ فِي هَذَا الْمَعْنَى صِحَحٌ. And with this hadith, there are other narrations carrying the same meaning, and they are authentic. وقال العلامة أحمد شاكر رحمه الله إسناده صحيح. And ورواه ابن أبي عاصم, its إسناد is authentic. And ابن أبي عاصم mentioned it in the book of As-Sunnah. And الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله mentioned إسناده جيد ورجاله كلهم ثقات. Its إسناد is جيد, is good. And its men of narration are all trustworthy. And also in the hadith which was reported by Abi Dawud concerning those who belied the qadr, the pre-decree. And in it he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describing them as, وَهُمْ شِيعَةُ الدَّجَّالِ وَهُمْ شِيعَةُ الدَّجَّالِ. And they are the Shia of the Dajjal, the followers of the Dajjal, the pseudo-Christ. Sunan Ibn Abi Dawud. So, the Shia here, therefore, is synonymous to the company, the followers, and those who give help and aid and allegiance. And regarding the usage of the term Shia to refer as the Shia of Ali, all the narrations that exist are weak or fabricated, meaning those that came to indicate that the term Shia means to follow Ali, like the hadith, for example, فَاسْتَغْفَرْتُ لِعَلِيٍّ وَشِيعَتِهِ. I made istighfar, sought Allah's forgiveness for Ali and his Shia, end of quote. قال العقيلي لا أصل له. There is no basis for this narration. وذكره الكناني من الأحاديث الموضوعة. He mentioned that it is from the fabricated narrations. And also like the hadith مثلي مثل شجرة أنا أصلها وعلي فرعها والشيعة ورقها. The example of myself is like the example of a tree. I am its root, and Ali is its branch, and the Shia are its leaves. Ibn al-Jawzi reported this in al-Mawdu'at, in the fabricated narrations. And Imam al-Shawkani reported it in the fabricated narrations. And like the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have said to Ali, أنت وشيعتك في الجنة. You and your Shia are in paradise. This hadith is fabricated, as Imam Ibn al-Jawzi tabulated it in the fabricated narrations, and Imam al-Dhahabi in Mizan al-Atidal, and also al-Shawakani recorded it as from the fabricated narrations. Now, the term Shia and its meaning in the so-called books of hadith of the 12 Imamite Shia. In their books and in their narrations, which they attribute to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to Imam Ali and Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn and the rest of their 12 Imams, the term Shia is repeated as a terminology standing to distinguish their sect, their creed, their imams, where they claim that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first to implant the seed of tashayyu' and that he nourished it until it grew, as in the book of Usul al-Kafi. Even to the extent that they put narrations which indicate that the term Shia as a distinctive mark for their sect was known before the message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There came in their books of narrations the interpretation which we came across earlier concerning Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa inna min shi'atihi la Ibrahim, and from his Shia followers was Ibrahim, that Ibrahim is from the Shia of Ali. Not only that, it is reported in their books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah akhadha mithaqa an-nabiyyina ala wilayati Ali wa akhadha ahda an-nabiyyina ala wilayati Ali, that Allah took the covenant of the prophets and their word to give the allegiance to the reign of Ali, as in Tafsir al-Burhan al-Bahrani. Not only that, it is stated in Usul al-Kafi, which is a major reference of the sect, in volume 1, page 437, أن ولاية علي مكتوبة في جميع صحف الأنبياء, that the wilaya of Ali, the reign of Ali, is written in all of the Prophet's records. And we will mention some of that when we talk about the history of emergence of tashayyu'. Now, the term Shia in the Islamic history. In the early Islamic history days, the term Shia, carrying its linguistic meaning, its pure linguistic meaning, which means the munasara, giving aid and help and following, was used to mean the pure following and pure munasara, giving help. In fact, we find in the document of judgment which took place between Al-Khalifa Ali radiallahu anhu and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the term Shia came to carry this meaning, following and help, where the followers of Ali were referred to as the Shia of Ali, and the followers of Muawiyah were referred to as the Shia of Muawiyah. And therefore, this term Shia was not specific to the followers of Ali. In fact, in this document of tahkim, of judgment between them when the dispute occurred, it stated, quote, هذا ما تقاضى عليه علي بن أبي طالب ومعاوية بن أبي سفيان وشيعتهما. This is what the agreement between Ali bin Abi Talib and Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan and their Shia, meaning their followers, came to conclude. And Hakim bin Aflah, may Allah be pleased with him, said, لأني نهيتها, meaning عائشة, أن تقول في هاتين الشيعتين شيئا. And I draw the attention of Aisha not to say anything regarding these two Shia, anything. هاتين الشيعتين, being the Shia of Ali and the Shia of Muawiyah. In fact, this is a part of a lengthy hadith in Sahih Muslim, under the chapter of Salat al-Layl, volume 2 of Sahih Muslim. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned this text to conclude from it a significant historical proof that the term Shia is not particular to Ali at that time, as in his book Minhaj al-Sunnah, volume 2, page 67. In fact, in the book of At-Tariq, history, that Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Busur bin Arta'a when he sent him to Al-Yaman, امضي حتى تأتي صنعاء, go until you reach صنعاء, فَإِنَّ لَنَا بِهَا شِيعًا, for there we have Shia, meaning those who follow us. This is in the book of Tariqh al-Ya'qubi, volume 2, page 197 or 79. Then, therefore, at that time, the terminology of Shia was not indicative of the followers of Ali alone. This is what? This is up to that time, or in that time only. However, the actual emergence of the usage of this term to refer to the sect which existed after this period and up till now, and the beginning of the distinction to carry this name, occurred after the death of Al-Husayn radiallahu anhu. Al-Mas'udi says in his book Muruj al-Dahab, volume 3, page 100, وفي سنة 65 تحركت الشيعة في الكوفة, and in the year 65 the Shia began to move or get established in Al-Kufa. وَتَكَوَّنَتْ حَرَكَةُ التَّوَّابِينَ, and the emergence of the movement of التوابين. Also, the movement of Al-Kaysaniya began. And وَبَدَأَتِ الشِّيعَةَ تَتَكَوَّنْ وَتَضَعُ أُصُولَ مَذْهَبِهَا, and the Shia sect as it exists now began to emerge, and the foundation of its sect began to be established and became distinctive with this name. So therefore, from this it becomes clear that the title Ash-Shia was a title referring to any group which goes and gives allegiance and support to its leader, despite the claim by some of the Shia who try to ignore this historical fact and claim that the Shia were أول من سموا باسم التشيع من هذه الأمة, they were first to carry this name of Shiaism from this Ummah, as Al-Qummi in his Maqalat, page 15, and Al-Nubakhti in his book Firaq al-Shia mentioned. And they forget that Muawiyah, may Allah's mercy be upon him, also referred to his followers using the term Ash-Shia. The actual historical facts mention that the term Ash-Shia was not particular to the followers of Ali except after the death of Ali, as mentioned by some, or after the death of Al-Husayn, as mentioned earlier. So therefore, the definition of the term of Shia is linked, particularly linked, to their stages of development, especially the development of their creeds. That is because it is noticed that the creeds of the Shia and their thoughts is in continuous change and development. The Tashayyu in the first generation is different from that which took place later. And that's why in the early generation, no one was called Shia except the one who put Ali before Uthman. And that was used, in fact, it used to be said, Shi'i and Uthmani. The Shi'i who put Ali before Uthman, and the Uthmani who put Uthman before Ali. So therefore, in accordance with this, the term Ash-Shia in the first generation, those who put Ali before Uthman only, Even they were called the Shia, they were from Ahl Sunnah, because the matter of Uthman and Ali is not from the fundamental matters whereby one declares the other to be an opposition of the deen. The one is concerned, the one which is from the fundamental matters is the matter of Khilafah. And that's why some of the people of the Sunnah differed in terms of Uthman and Ali. May Allah be pleased with both of them. After they agreed on giving the line first to Abu Bakr and then to Umar, they differed as to who would be better, Uthman or Ali. Some put Uthman and kept silent, and others put Ali after Uthman and kept silent, and others put Ali before, and others did not indulge totally. But afterwards the whole matter settled, after the dispute settled, to give Uthman the reign, as Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah asserted in his book in Majmu' al-Fatawa, in the collection of Majmu' al-Fatawa volume 3 page 153, and also Ibn Hajar rahimahullah in Fath al-Bari volume 7 page 34. And that's why Shaykh al-Islam mentioned أن الشيعة الأولى كانوا على عهد علي كانوا يفضلون أبا بكر وعمر. That the early Shia at the time of Ali, they used to prefer and give preference to Abu Bakr and Umar, as in his book Minhaj al-Sunnah volume 2 page 60. And we know about Shariq bin Abdullah, who was known for his tashayyu', but what kind of tashayyu' we mentioned earlier. He mentioned that it referred for those who preferred Ali over Abi Bakr and Umar. He considered that to be an opposition. An opposition, he considered that. That anyone who carries this title to be a Shia and prefers Ali over Abu Bakr and Umar, he made it known that Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood on the pulpit in Al-Kufa and declared that the best of this Ummah after its Prophet is Abu Bakr and Umar. And we spoke about the words of Shariq earlier. And also Ibn Battah reported from his Shaykh, who is known as Ibn Abbas bin Masruq. He said, حَدَّثَنَا مُحَمَّد بِنْ حُمَيْد حَدَّثَنَا جَرِير عَنْ سُفْيَان from Sufyan عَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بِنْ زِيَاد بِنْ جَدِير. He said that قَدِمَ أبو إسحاق السبيعي الكوفة. أبي إسحاق السبيعي came to الكوفة. قال لنا شمر بن عطية. شمر بن عطية told us, stand to him, meet him, sit with him. So they spoke to him. So Abu Ishaq said, I left the Kufa and there was no one doubting concerning the preference of Abi Bakr and Umar and to put them first. And now I return to Al-Kufa and I hear them saying this, seeing that. Wala wallahi ma adri ma yaqulun. And by Allah, I don't know what they are talking about. Meaning he denounced this. In fact, Muhibbuddin al-Khatib mentioned on this, he said, هَذَا نَصٌ تَارِخِيٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is a great textual, historical rather, proof. في تحديد تطور التشيع. In telling us about the development of تشيع. For why? Because Aba Ishaq al-Sabi'i, he was the Sheikh of Kufa and its scholar. And if you want to know about his biography, go to Tahdib al-Tahdib, volume 8, page 63. He was born during the Khilafah of Uthman, before the martyrdom of Uthman, 3 years before the martyrdom of Uthman. And he aged until he died in the year 127 after Hijrah. And he was a child during the Khilafah of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali. May Allah be pleased with all of them. And he used to talk about himself. رفعني أبي حتى رأيت علي بن أبي طالب يخطب. My father carried me and I saw Ali bin Abi Talib giving a sermon. أبيض الرأس واللحية. His head is white and his beard also. ولو عرفنا متى فارق الكوفة ثم عاد فزارها. And if we only knew when did he leave Al-Kufa and when did he return to it, then we'd have known the time when the people in Al-Kufa used to be on the same opinion of their Imam, of giving preference of Abu Bakr and Umar, and when they began to divert, Layth ibn Abi Sulaym, he said, أدركت الشيعة الأولى. I met the early Shia. وما يفضلون على أبي بكر وعمر أحدا. And they wouldn't give anyone in preference over Abi Bakr and Umar. As in Al-Muntaqa, page 360 and 361. The pure way of tashayyu', which means following and giving aid, did not continue on its purity and safety. It began to change later. The Shia became Shia, and it became a mask and a covering, shielding under it all sorts of deviation. Wrapping under it many sects, rejecting the true path of Islam. And they are the ones who are known as the Rafida, the rejectionists, and that's therefore they don't deserve the description of tashayyu'. Anyone who examines the development of the creed of this sect would not be amazed to know that some of the renowned figures of muhaddithin and other than the people of hadith were even referred to as Shia while they were from the great Imams of Sunnah. Why? Because the tashayyu' during the time of the Salaf carried an understanding other than the latter understanding and the latter development. And therefore we can understand the words of Imam al-Dhahabi when he was talking about the narrators who was labeled to be a Shia from the Muhaddithin. He said, the bid'ah is on different levels, like the excessive tashayyu' or tashayyu' without excessiveness. He said, this is abundant amongst the tabi'een and their followers, despite the fact that they had deen and piety and truthfulness. If we reject the hadith of those, then we will reject many of the prophetic traditions. And this is, he said, is a manifest mafsada, manifest wrong. Then he said, then a greater bid'ah, the bid'ah of complete rejection, al-rafd al-kamil, and excessiveness in it, and belittling of Abi Bakr and Umar. He said, with respect to this type, we cannot take from them, and there is no honor for them. So therefore, the excessive Shi'i at the time of the Salaf, and in accordance with their tradition, was the one who spoke of Uthman and Az-Zubayr and Talha and Muawiyah, and some of them who fought alongside or against Ali. And he said, continuing, Imam al-Dhahabi said, and the excessive in our times, meaning his time, and on tradition, is the one who يُكَفِّرُ هَؤُلَاءِ السَّادَ, is the one who declared them as kafirs, and declares himself innocent of Abi Bakr and Umar. فَهَذَا ضَالٌ مُفْتَرٍ, this is a ضال, misguided, a transgressor. This came in his book, الذهبي, ميزان الاعتدال, volume 1, pages 5 and 6, and also Ibn Hajar reported it in Lisan al-Mizan, volume 1, pages 9 and 10. Therefore, this tells us what? That the tashayyu' began at different levels and developed and took different stages and became sects and different sects and so forth. And before we finish this part, concerning the definition of the Shia, we must mention that you might read in the books or listen to some definitions claiming the Imamite Shia, the Rafida, that they are atba'u Ali, the followers of Ali. Ya Ikhwan, this is definitely a wrong definition. Why? Because this leads to a wrong deduction, which is in opposition with the consensus of the Ummah. What is this deduction? The result, if you say that they are the followers of Ali, you mean that Ali, النتيجة هي أن يكون علي شيعيا. The result is that you define Ali as a Shi'i. Agrees with what the Shia agree. And Ali رضي الله عنه is innocent of what the Shia claim in him and in his offspring. And therefore, it's inevitable to put a restriction in the definition to lift any kind of confusion. So, it should be stated, those who claim, underline the word claim, those who claim to follow Ali. Why? Because in reality, they are not followers of Ali. And Ali, the Amir al-Mu'mineen's creed is not in accordance with their creed. So sufficient therefore to say in two words, the rejectionists, and between parentheses the Shia. And that's why the people of knowledge refer to them الرافضة المنسوبون إلى شيعة علي. The rejectionists المنسوبون claim to be from the Shia of Ali. They are not on the path of Ali. They are claimants and they are Rafida. This concludes tonight's second session on this subject. And inshallah tomorrow we'll begin with the historical account. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.